not giving it to me. You're not giving it to anybody around you. You're giving it to God. But God I serve is worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. One more time. We're just going to worship him this morning. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you, Jesus.
I worship and adore you.
I worship and adore you.
Just want to tell you.
Just want to tell you.
Hey.
I worship and adore you.
Just want to tell you.
I just want to tell you that I love you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
God, we love you. We thank you for this day. Thank you for your anointing. Have your way. Speak to me and through me. The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of our God will last forever. In Jesus' name, amen. From the writing of John chapter 20, beginning at verse 27, I'm reading the Amplified Version, just a couple of verses. Then he said to Thomas, "Reach here your finger and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not be unbelieving, but stop doubting and believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Because you've seen me, do you now believe? Blessed, happy, spiritually secure, and favored by God are those who did not see me and yet believed in me." Word of God for the people of God. Somebody say, thanks be to God. I'm closing my series today, so wave at somebody, say, neighbor, I will not be disillusioned by doubt. I've come to realize some things over the last few weeks and months as I've been really thinking about this text and about life in general. That disillusionment is natural to the human experience, that life will make you disillusioned. Some of you who have been married more than a few days and have passed your honeymoon stage will undoubtedly agree with me when I say, at first you thought you wanted to be with her forever. At first you looked at him and you wanted to spend the rest of your life with him. And now you can't stand his appearance. Even the way he chews make you mad. Why you always chew on your right side? Something wrong with your left side? You put too much food in your mouth. It's not just in marital relationships. You wanted that job so bad, you prayed, "Oh my God, the Lord heard your cry." The next week you went to work and said, "I'm sick of all these people in here." I can't stand none of them. Hey, you riding around the hoopty? You ask God for a new car? You got the car. And the first time you went to take it to the shop to get the oil changed, you discovered that it was no longer Jiffy Lube oil change. that your $35 oil change had now become $150. And all of a sudden, you were disillusioned, even with the beauty of the car, and you wanted your hoopty back. Even where you live, couldn't wait to get there. Oh my, you already picked out the drapes before you even bought the house. Now you walk in the house and nothing looked right. It's easy to get disillusioned. And you know, the thing is that you wouldn't think that you could get disillusioned with faith or with your belief in God. But the first time you stand over a fresh grave for somebody you prayed hard for and wanted to live, and they didn't make it, it's easy to have a crisis of faith. First time you get that diagnosis and they put a stage on it, easy to get disillusioned. First time you discover someone you love lost a shell of their former self, and you know them from the outside, but the fire that used to be in their eyes and the strength of the voice of wisdom has been taken away. Now you look at what was in the face of what is. And it's easy to become disillusioned. Oh, you can act deep with me and say my faith is just what it used to be. But if you're honest with yourself, it's just getting back to what it used to be, because there was a dip. For just a moment, you ask the question, where is God? Where is God in this situation? Where is God in my loneliness? Where is God in my happiness? Where is God when I don't feel anything? I'm not mad. I'm not sad. I'm just numb. And if you've never been numb, you might not get what I'm talking about. It means you done cried so much that there's no more tears to come out. Your face has been wrinkled up so long that you no longer even show sad signs of sadness. It's just there. And there can be a lonely, difficult, gut-wrenching, heart-exploding place. Thomas has this crisis of faith. And the disciples representing the church and Jesus, many years ago I used this phrasing and I'm going to use it again. They offered Thomas a triple A treatment. AAA treatment. They gave him acceptance, attention, and appreciation. AAA treatment. Because the last thing you need when you're already going through is for folk to try to tell you how to go through it. Yeah, there are times when you can give me your counsel, your advice, your wisdom. But there are other times when I just need you to sit here, don't say nothing, just be with me in my pain. Just hold me down. Don't need no words. Hold me down. Be present. Because what you may say may just trigger me into something else. Your silence is my sanctuary. They give him that treatment, but Jesus still holds him accountable for truth. Jesus says to him, come here. Put your hand here. Touch here. But it's up to you now. Be not unbelieving. Believe. You do your part. Saints, what might blow your mind is you and I have all been in at some point in time in the almost club. See, y'all were members of the club and didn't even know you pledged. You know what the almost club is? I almost gave up. I almost let go. I was in a position where the devil even thought he had me. But Jesus came and he grabbed me. And he held me close so I wouldn't let go. You understand, the almost club are those days when you almost felt like throwing in the towel, when you almost felt like giving up on God and humanity, when you almost wanted to surrender to your worst thoughts and fears, when you almost thought you weren't going to make it, but God. And there's something about how God steps in right in the nick of time to take us from the brink and say, no, you ain't gonna let go, because I ain't gonna let you go. You're not gonna let go because I ain't gonna let you go. And then you're going to be able to testify. So I'm here today. Not just because I kept myself, but because he kept me. I'm alive today. Only because of his grace. He kept me.
So I wouldn't let go. God's mercy kept me.
Yes, Lord. So I wouldn't let go. Here. I'm just talking, y'all. I'm just talking. I believe that belief is a choice. It's complex in that you can hear the centurion say, I believe, help my unbelief. And it's continual. In other words, my belief is up to me every day to hold on to God's unchanging hand. And if I'm going to believe every day, I'm greeted by brand new mercies. Lamentation says morning by morning, new mercies. That new mercy gives me an opportunity for a clean slate, for new grace, new mercy from God, and another opportunity to say, yes, Lord, I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe that belief has multiple iterations. Sometimes it's probative, kind of looking around, exploring. Sometimes my belief is passive. It's kind of there, but I ain't really using it for nothing. Sometimes my belief is progressive, where I'm getting stronger and stronger. See, somebody sitting here right now, you just coming out of a fog. And you just now starting to see. You're starting now to see. I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. All of the dark clouds have disappeared. Never mind, y'all ain't ready for me. For it's gonna be a bright, bright, sunshiny day. It's going to be a bright, bright, sunshiny day. Whew. Ready to go somewhere. See, watch this. See, and then you get to the place where you come out the fog, and all of a sudden, your belief becomes passionate. That's when you can join the scriptures and say, I'm ready to run over troops, run through troops, and leap over walls. And I have to tell you, when you're in that place, you're at a whole nother level. Only problem is, because you're at a new level, get ready, because they're new devils. But thank God for the new level. I'm setting you up for something. The text teaches us three lessons on belief. Three, and I want to call them powerful lessons on belief. The first of which is this, that there is power in belief. There's power in belief. Now, why is that important? Because Jesus says to them, he first tells them, come over here, look, touch, and don't be unbelieving. As if to say that this experience that you're having now, while physical, is metaphysical, and you are going to experience it, but you still need to recognize that this requires you to function in belief. See, some of you, I have people come down, sometimes I pray for people and they come up and say, whether or not you have power, can you knock me out in the spirit? I've been preaching for 40 odd years. I've never knocked anybody out. I don't know where that come from. Now, if I had to hit you, yeah, you going out if I hit you. But no, that's the Holy Spirit. But you will never have a spiritual experience that you do not submit yourself to. Because a part of healing, a part of deliverance, a part of breakthrough, a part of experience, a deeper truth in God starts with you and your ability to believe. You know, the truth of the matter is that if you don't believe, you will have very little success at anything in life. What do you mean, Reverend? The Kansas City Chiefs just won the Super Bowl just a few months ago. And you can see them celebrating. They just having a fit. There's Kelsey yelling. He's kissing the thing there. And he's jumping up and down on that day. He said, put some respect on our name. I love Kelsey. He's a brother from another mother. He's straight up brother. He put some respect on me. Nobody believed in us. But we believed in ourselves. Can I give you a little wisdom? Nobody believed in me is a refrain used by both the successful and unsuccessful. I'm going deep today, so rock with me. So the thing is that the successful recognize that your belief in me does not matter as much as my belief in me. Parents, y'all help me. Any parents in here? Anybody got children? You can tell your children you're smart. What's that other one? You're kind. And you're important. And tell them don't bake no pies. Listen. You can tell them all day, oh, you're intelligent, you're smart, you're going to do well. But if they don't believe in themselves, then they still walk in the same failures, lack of confidence. They still walk in the same insecurity. I can believe in you, but if you don't believe in you, then the failure is not in me. It is the crux of everything that Jesus teaches him. He says, look, you need to know it's good you're having this experience, but the best experience are for those that do not physically need to see me,
yet believe. So, what is real belief and faith? It's the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. When I'm functioning in real belief, it's not based on what I see, based on what I know. What do you know, Reverend? I know God is able. What do you know, Reverend? I know God is real. What do you know, Reverend? I know the Holy Ghost has manifested himself. When you believe, you learn how to set your intention. And that set intention overwhelms your insecurities. And you step into that which you have never seen. Okay. I gotta rush. I gotta move. Number two, he teaches them the possibilities in belief. Now, this is important. Because the reality is that the possibilities in belief do not stop at the church door. They don't stop with being clergy or deacons or deaconess or good church members. They don't stop with sanctuary worship. But guess what? They go into your classroom with you. They go into your study room with you. They go on your job with you. They go in your relationship with you. Trust me, every marriage that fails, fails first in the spirit of the mind. And in the mind, it fails in belief. When you stop believing for it, it no longer exists, because marriage is not a contract on paper. It is a covenant of the heart, held together by belief. The possibilities of belief are endless, which means that you have the right as believers. And Jesus gives this to you. Watch this. Jesus says here that you believe in me. Well, that's good stuff. Not Benjamin. They talking about Jesus, not me. So that's good news, because he says, I've given you a name that's above every other name, that at his name every knee bows, every tongue confess. Oh, wait a minute. He says, hitherto have you asked nothing in my name, but now ask in my name, and it shall be. Wait a minute. You mean if I believe in Jesus, I get to use his name? The name that causes others to bow? The royal name that reigns and rules? And you mean that in his name, whatever I ask, it shall be given? And if I seek, I'll find. And if I knock, the door is open. Possibilities. Endless. Starts with belief. Close my message for the day with this. It is number three, the position in belief. The position. This is important. Now, baby, my wife, would you come walk up to, towards these stairs for me? Just walk to these stairs right here. Stand right there at the step. Just put one foot on the step. Hold it right there. She is now in position to come up these stairs. The only thing left for her to do is to press that right leg down and take a step. Belief puts you in position for manifestation. You thank you, dear. You got to get this. When you learn how to believe, it puts you in position for taking the next step into seeing the impossible made possible. And here you get it now. You want to get yourself ready for the next move of God by positioning yourself in faith, through belief, to see miracles. Glory. Miracles happen for you. This is the word of God.
Only believe.
Come on, give God a praise. I called Minister Miller yesterday. I talked to Minister Miller, and he's been going through a lot. So I said to Minister Miller, he's just had knee surgeries, been in and out of hospital, wife hasn't been feeling well. I said, Minister Miller, how you doing? He says, I'm going to make it because I believe. Would you turn to someone, don't touch them, don't get too close, and just, would you quote Minister Miller, just tell him, I'm going to make it because I believe. See, somebody said it just because I said to say it. Take a moment. No, just pause before you do anything. Take a moment. Close your eyes. Set your intention to those words. And the next time you speak it from your heart. I don't care what you're going through. I want you to speak it out your mouth. As though you're talking to the universe. As though you're speaking directly to God. To increase whatever faith you have to have enough. And decree and declare it right now. Just take a moment. I need you to get your heart ready for it because God wants to do something for you. Only believe. Only that all things are possible if you only believe. Only believe. Hey, glory, I feel God. Only believe. That all things are possible if you can only believe. Now, right now, I want you to speak it. I'm going to make it because I believe.
Just tell two or three people, I'm going to make it because I believe. I'm going to make it because I believe. Oh, I'm going to make it because I believe. I'm going through some things, but I'm going to make it because I believe. I've had to cry, but I'm going to make it because I believe. I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it because I believe. I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe. Just go ahead and keep saying, I believe, I believe. Church open. I extend an invitation today. If you don't have a church home or if you want to give your life to Christ, I want to invite you now to come. Give your hand to one of the preachers, your heart to God. I extend you an opportunity. If you're online, inbox us, email me, call me. We'd love to have you a part of our internet family. Yes, 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 yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Yes.
move in us, that we offer our love in the form of our giving. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Put your hands together and honor God, please. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I wrote this note to myself. I didn't say it in the message, but belief is the most radical power on the face of the earth. You can't buy it or commodify it in any form. It's uncontrollable, uncontainable, and yet ubiquitous. Understand me, there's so much power in belief. It has propelled athletes and astronauts, singers, saints, and sinners, because there's power in belief. And what you believe in becomes empowered by your belief. I could go deeper than that when I talk about spiritualism at another point. Because sometimes we empower stuff that needs to be disempowered. We empower our fears through our belief. When there's nothing to be afraid of, through our belief, we give the quote-unquote boogeyman of our lives power through belief. God bless you. I'm sorry. I've got something to share. I love all of you. Thank you so much for being here today. Thank you so much for coming to worship. Prepare your offering, whatever God has laid on your heart. If you're online, if you want to give by electronic today, we have Cash App and Givelify. You can mail your gift in. Get your offering ready. Here at Shiloh, we give at the door on the way out. So give there or give electronically now. Recognize you give as unto God, and God blesses the cheerful giver. Amen.